As you might expect for a behind-the-scenes feature, this might reveal spoilers about the episode in question, so please go back and check out episode 4.1, The Brain Center, before listening any further. Hello, or greetings, as XO6 would say. I'm James Baxter. I'm the writer, director, producer, creator of XO6 Future Spy, and I play the lead role myself, mostly because I'm always available to the producer to record at any time. It's all changed, hasn't it? If you're just joining us, there's already been 3 series of XO6 Future Spy with a very limited cast of me and my partner when I've been able to blackmail her into recording a line or two. These episodes might not be available on the podcast feed any longer because I'm really keen listeners start with the latest episode, so they're sort of hidden. But you can find them on the XO6 Future Spy Blogspot website if you want to Google it, XO6 Future Spy Blogspot, and you can go there and look and listen to them. Future Spy is a labour of love, really. I produce these stories from my cupboard here in Oxford, United Kingdom, and I make them because I enjoy writing and I really love 60s television, especially the sort of spy and sci-fi stuff, and you probably spot a few references to those throughout. Over the last 20 or so episodes, I've struggled to give listeners a full cast experience despite doing the vast majority of the voices myself and sort of stretching my ability to do accents beyond the limit. And I was constantly finding ways to not feature characters whose voice I couldn't do an approximation of. And it was all getting a bit ridiculous. I mean, never hearing any women. But I finally gathered enough confidence to ask if others wanted to be involved, and I placed a strangely worded ad on my social media pages. I was quite taken aback by the quantity and the quality of folks wanting to take a role in this. I was worried that modern actors might not get the strange retro feel of the show. I mean, it's an audio drama pretending to be a lost 60s TV show. It's a bit odd, isn't it? I mean, but everybody's turned in an excellent performance. So joining me in this special episode is an international cast, and they really are an international cast. What a talented bunch. I mean, scarily so for me having to act alongside them. Some of the cast were already familiar with the show and some were not, and I was worried at first handing the script over to those folks whether they'd get it. But everybody has really risen to the occasion, and I'm really keen for listeners to hear them all perform. We have some new music as well, the wonderfully era-appropriate music in Future Spy by the mysterious Mr. Brown has been enriched with some new compositions from the maestro himself. And as the show moves into 1968, or 2068, or 2024, you see I said it was confusing, the 70s are just around the corner and we've got a new theme tune which is so redolent of late 60s spy-fi TV shows, it's amazing, and I'm often find myself sort of whistling and humming along to it. Longer term listeners would have also noticed another change of direction, and that's sort of, well, previously I've been telling short, simple stories and trying to emulate the straightforward feeling of the 1960s Super Marination shows like Thunderbirds and Fireball XL5 and things like that. But upon moving to full cast, I knew at once that I'd have to offer interesting roles, which allowed for actors to do a little bit more than just say things like, "Fire Missile 2! I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that. I mean, I love that sort of thing, but there had to be something challenging to attract the actors to want to appear and take part in this. So this new Future Spy is around 45 minutes long, and there's slightly, and I do mean slightly, more depth to the characters and to the storyline. I mean, don't worry, though. This is still written and pitched as a 60s family show, so there's no time for sort of navel-gazing or anything like that. I mean, a lovely reviewer once said that the show had the feeling of the ITC adventure shows like Danger Man, The Prisoner, The Champions and things like that. So I've leant much more towards those in terms of paying homage, if you like. When can you expect the next episode? Well, this one has taken around 3 months to produce. I mean, it's incredibly hard work. And if you do want another one, then you'll certainly hurry me up by making sure that this episode is a big success and we bring new listeners on board. The show has a wonderful band of supporters, but they aren't really growing in number, and they haven't been for quite some time. And I'd like to get lots of people to listen, so anything you can do to help me with that, like liking, subscribing, leaving a review, things like that. It's a real help. You've got authorization from the British Security Service to use force if necessary. This is James Baxter, aka Agent XO6 of the British Security Service, signing off. Until next time.